Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, we got a lot to talk about. Apparently, Bruce Jenner is getting a sex change for a reality TV show. There's been a lot of speculation as he's been looking more and more feminine. I get very nervous when I see a man have less facial hair than I do. So we'll talk about that. We'll also talk about the cyber dildonics and how this could be a public health threat, as we are being warned by security officials that if you allow somebody to remotely control via the internet your sex toy, a hacker could unfortunately take control of that sex toy. Do we have enough gynecologically trained doctors in the emergency room to handle a rogue cyber dildonic? We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about Val Kilmer, who unfortunately had to be rushed into emergency surgery after his throat tumor had been bleeding. I'm going to talk about that. And, you know, a lot of us need to make extra money. And, you know, some of us don't really have a lot of talents. I do. You know, I can't sing, I can't act, but I could poop pretty well. Well, there is a job where you could earn $13,000 a year selling your poop. So we'll get you guys all the information on that. Please do not send me your samples. I will not be able to forward them. So as you can see, we've got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Topping this week's headlines and concerns has been the measles outbreak, and how we believe over 1,000 people in the Phoenix, Arizona, where I actually went to school in Phoenix. I grew up in Phoenix, Arizona. But Maricopa County, et cetera, could possibly have been exposed to measles. And the measles cases have, I think, risen to close to 90, affecting anywhere from 14 to 18 states at the latest count. And the issue of unvaccinated kids going to our schools has now been rethrust into the forefront of media discussion. Randy from Las Vegas writes, Doctor, why don't we have a ban on unvaccinated children attending school? She writes, when I went to school, you couldn't enter the school district without a vaccination card or U.S. citizenship status for that matter. Sorry. She said that. Please help us get this passed through the school district. All right. You know what? It's a lot more difficult than it sounds, okay? You know, being a family doctor that is pro-vaccine, I've discussed this on my show this week. It's not going to be that easy telling unvaccinated kids that they can't go to school, okay? Especially if it's not their choice and it was their parents' choice. You know, do these kids suffer? But then on the flip side, what are the rights of children who want to go to school and not be around disease? And do they have a right to be around other vaccinated children? This is not an easy topic. I had posted it on my Facebook, and boy, did it get ugly fast. The topic got ugly. And I'd like to know what you guys think. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. On one hand, all right, the argument is, well, it doesn't matter. If your child's vaccinated, if somebody comes to school with chicken pox or measles, mumps, rubella, all right, you're probably not going to get it. Your child shouldn't get it because they're vaccinated. Not always true. The big concern that I have with this measles outbreak is many people that are coming down with measles have been vaccinated. So I'd like to know what the hell is going on there. Is it a rogue measles? Was the vaccine they received bupkis? Did they not get appropriate booster shots so they thought they were vaccinated, but they weren't? You know, what's going on here? And so even if you're vaccinated, as we all learned from this year's flu shot debacle, just because you've received a vaccine doesn't mean you're 100% protected. So the argument of, look, if my kid is vaccinated, they'll be fine, not entirely. But there is an argument to that, all right? And an argument is, well, my kid is going to school and being surrounded by bugs that there aren't vaccines for. Pneumonia. Now, there's more than that. Sorry. I haven't had any caffeine today. Pneumonia, gonorrhea, chlamydia, all sorts of stuff that's circulating that school and that campus. And so, you know, is how you can't protect your kids 100%. So if there's a child that didn't have a measles vaccine or didn't have a chickenpox vaccine, does it on the whole matter if there's tons of bugs that child could get? So you see there's both sides to this. And then what about the rights of the child or the parent who are scared of vaccines, even though I try my hardest to convince them that they shouldn't be? And we all, I think the majority of us want, you know, our American kids vaccinated. You know, what are these parents concerned about? Are they concerned about these anecdotal reports that parents are saying, my kid's different, my kid never was the same after the vaccine? That's some scary stuff. And I've had patients swear to me, show me video footage. I mean, it looks like real stuff. There's just no science behind it. But these people are scared. A lot of parents are scared. They're like, look, Dahlia, I'll vaccine my kid. I'll do what you want. I'll vaccinate my kid. But I don't want six shots at once. Can't we spread it out? I got a little healthy baby infant here. Do I really have to, you know, hit him with five, six shots at once? So, you know, where are the rights of the family also? Is America the type of country where we are allowed to, we force people to getting something injected into them when they don't want to? Look at the uproar people had when employers were like, you've got to get a flu shot or you can't come to work. Some people are like, but what if I'm allergic to it? Or what if I haven't been allergic and I don't know and now I'm going to get an allergy? And I had a lady that took her husband's cough medicine without my knowing, and she started to go into full-blown hives. You know, you can't force anybody to put something in their body. So this is a dilemma. Now, many of you have asked me, what is measles? Will it kill you? I'll answer those questions when we're coming up. But the question is, should kids be vaccinated mandatorily? How do we handle this? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now, online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Thank you to Dan, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We got some breaking news I need to tell you about. Whitney Houston's daughter, the late singer's daughter, Bobby Christina Brown, has been found unresponsive in her home this morning, according to Roswell Police Department. Police Department said rescue workers were sent to her home at Riverbend Manor in Roswell at about 10:25 a.m. Saturday after her husband and a friend found her in the tub and began CPR. Police who responded to a 911 call took life-saving measures until Roswell fire and rescue personnel arrived. She was taken to North Fulton Hospital. Police are on the scene. This is scary. Wasn't her mom found in the tub as well? This is heartbreaking. Sending prayers. I hope she pulls through. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We'll keep you posted as we get more information on that. Brett writes, Dr. Dahlia, vaccine. And nobody spells my name right. How come you, can, do you guys know how to spell my name? It's D-A-L-I-A-H. There's no L. There's no U. Kind of clue, people, but that's okay. It's okay. Brett writes, vaccines are the progeny of pharmaceutical companies that are in with big government. They make a vaccine and need to sell it. Now it's a mandated vaccine. I will not be a part of this. My child will benefit from natural immunity. In the news over the last few days has been a petition circulating around California, where they are petitioning the California state government to make vaccines mandatory for all K-12 California school children, except for those with specific medical conditions. They also, this petition said, we would also require all California K-12 schools to publish the current percentage vaccinated rate of all enrolled students. This would eliminate, quote, personal belief exemptions, which are used to opt out of vaccines for non-medical reasons. All right. As much, I want to educate you guys on measles with as much of the up-to-date information that we have on that, but we still need to discuss this, and I'd love to hear from you at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or 1-877-362-3254. And, of course, email us at drdahlia.com or Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show. So, the personal belief exemption. This is interesting. About 15 years ago when I had patients come in wanting to enroll their kids in school. It was a lot more difficult to enroll in school. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. So in Clark County, it was very difficult to enroll in school without having a reason that your child was not vaccinated. And I believe a priest would be able to, if there was, or somebody who was of clergy of your particular denomination, if it was a religious issue, or I would have to sign if there was a medical reasoning. Okay? So if there was a medical reason for that, then I would have to say that. Now, unfortunately, I didn't have a medical reason, with the exception of somebody being, let's say, allergic to the shot. You know, like flu vaccines, since they're cultivated in egg embryos, if you're allergic to eggs, then that could be an issue. But I didn't really have anything I could say. If there was maybe a neurological condition, that might have been an issue. If there was a prior, let's say, vaccination reaction. Well, when the child was 2 months old, they completely reacted to the vaccines. We don't know which of the five. And then I would just say that. I would say, look, you know, I don't want to say they're exempt, but this is what happened. So obviously there's a concern about injecting the child. And I only had to do that a few times because I when somebody said, well, it was a personal reason, I was like, look, I can't put my license on the line and I can't put others at risk for a personal reason. Now things became more lax. And so people could say, look, I'm not vaccinating, and there's these personal belief exemptions, and those are allowed. It's very interesting how the pendulum swings between I don't know how to word this without ticking people off, but for example, all right, you don't want the government to force you to vaccinate, let's say, okay, and you know, but then if you have a personal belief and you don't want the government involved in your personal belief, then the pendulum swung where so many people weren't vaccinated, and now other people are like, no, we need to mandate vaccination. So it's like, what do you want from that political perspective? Do you want government involved or do you not? Do you want the government hands off so you could, you know, you have your civil rights and you could go by your personal beliefs, or do you want the government involved to mandate? You see, what's so interesting about this vaccination controversy is within a same political party, there's that dichotomy of when is it civil liberties and when is it freedom of protecting others. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I see you guys on the line. I'll get to you in just a second. But here I am. I'm a doctor, and I see what happens. I have a patient who had polio. That's some scary stuff. Polio used to kill. Measles would kill. We're talking about diseases that could kill. And if your vaccinated child isn't 110% immune, other people around them could infect them. And we have to decide as a society whose rights are more important, unfortunately, and that is not an easy decision. Is it the rights of the whole and all kids, or is it the personal rights? And that's a very tough subject. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. We got Judy on the line. Hey, Judy, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you today?
Excellent. Excellent. What do you think?
Good. Well, first of all, let me preface it by saying I've been a nurse for 48 years.
Amen,
I
sister.
Was a nurse.
Good for you.
I was a nurse, and I'm still working.
And thank you for your service, man. Thank you. You guys are amazing, man. You guys are the strongest people out there. Damn. Go ahead.
Well, I was in Chicago in the 60s when we had an epidemic of measles, the 60s, early 70s, when there was not measles, of whooping cough, but pertussis.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked for the Board of Health, so we ran an immunization clinic round the clock for about a week to get everybody immunized. And the majority, because we were not asking for identification and we were not asking where you are from, those people who were avoiding la immigre or immigration came out and got their children immunized. We knew it was the majority of the illegals that were being immunized. We didn't say anything. We just took care of them. But that is part of the problem today. Most of these diseases we are seeing showing up, like scabies and measles and chicken pox, and I heard there's a whooping cough outbreak in Colorado, is all based on the recent surge of illegal immigration. And it's not just from south of the border, but that is primarily the issue.
Mm-hmm. I think you're right, Judy. You're right. With the Disney outbreak, they say they think patient zero was somebody who was foreign that had not been vaccinated. But then again, and I'm just being devil's advocate. If we cannot control everybody that comes to our melting pot of a country, then is our vaccine program in is it all in failed efforts in terms of, you know? Yeah.
Well,
sorry, I'm not being eloquent today.
No, you're fine. I personally believe that a lot of it is caused by that, because the percentage of population that is not of legal population that is not vaccinated is actually fairly small. You have little pockets of it around. Mm-hmm. You know that, and I know that. We have, you know, the free ages in California, the nut jobs in Colorado, you know, some of those folks. The other thing is that when I started out, you gave a kid the polio vaccine at 2 months, 4 months, and 6 months. Mm-hmm. And then you gave them at a year. And then you staggered the DPT between those. Everything is jumped into the kid at the same time. How does that little body respond? I think that's part of the problem. And I think part of the problem is the cost of doing business, and that people just don't have the money to come to the doctor every 2 months. They don't want to come. Whatever, it's too hard for them to get off. Whatever the thing may be. But I think we jam too much stuff into the body all at the same time.
Good
and
point.
And there's got
yep.
to be some kind of slough somewhere. Somebody's got to have a problem.
Right. Judy, thank you for calling. I really appreciate that. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. What do you think?
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta
speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNLive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNLive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNLive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. And on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Over the break, Marcus asked if Tamiflu could treat the measles like Tamiflu treats flu. Great question. I understand where you're going with that. Measles is a virus. I get it. No, right now we don't have any data that Tamiflu that we use for the flu could combat the measles. Usually for measles, really quickly, measles, it's a respiratory virus. All right? It's respiratory. When people die of measles, just like when they die of flu, a lot of times it's the respiratory system that gets acutely compromised. Everybody thinks measles is a skin virus. It's a virus that affects you like most other viruses. You get the fever, you get the cough, you get the runny nose, you got the red eyes, but the rash comes out, and the rash is so pathognomonic. I am so poorly spoken today. Sorry, I am on a no-caffeine diet, and I can't speak. Also, I'm on a low-carb diet because of the Super Bowl, because I want to be all ready and save my calories for the Super Bowl, so I really apologize. I don't even know if I'm coherent today. I mean, I need my carbs and my caffeine. But nevertheless, the measles is what is a very distinct, display. What is wrong with me today? Oh, I'm going to get fired. Anyway, people get a rash with measles. The rash is kind of a macular type of rash. It's not going to be bumpy or vesicular like the chickenpox vaccines, rashes. It's not going to be scaly, papular, eczematous, like an eczema rash would be. It's a very, very macular, flat type of rash. Starts on the head, then it goes down to the rest of the body. As opposed to chickenpox, where the rash will start on the chest, and then it'll go up to the body. Measles used to kill thousands upon thousands of people until we started to vaccinate. So it was serious. A lot of us are like, well, measles, who died from the measles? My mom had the measles. She had the mumps. Yeah, you know, and she's fine. Well, but mind you, all right, you know, those are the ones who lived. You know, just like swine flu. Swine flu hit people in the 1950s, too. A lot of viral type stuff in the 50s that we know about. It gave people immunity. So a lot of them did not need to undergo vaccination or even suffer from the flu, from the swine flu outbreak that we had back in 2009, because they had some innate immunity, which is also something that I have to bring up. What about the natural immunity versus vaccines? But let's quickly get through measles, okay? But measles can be serious. All age groups. It's not just kids younger than 5 or older adults or pregnant women, etc. It could be serious. You could even get diarrhea. You could even then start getting dehydrated, all right? But pneumonia is a biggie. What's very, very scary and what killed a lot of these kids as well, if it wasn't for respiratory, was an encephalitis, where you would get an inflammation along the lining of the brain and then a swelling. Unfortunately, encephalitis could lead to convulsions, death, and if it didn't kill you, it could cause deafness, developmental delays, etc. And measles is spread very easily through respiratory droplet. We talked about respiratory droplet, right? I know it sounds disgusting, but when somebody coughs, when somebody sneezes, it's in the air. They say 90% of people around a contagious person can become infected if they are not protected. This is a pretty alarming statistic. So one of you had asked me, Mark, on Facebook had asked me, then should you get vaccinated if you're an adult? Well, if you were born before 1957, you're probably immune. The CDC, if you go to their website, they're like, you know what, if you were born before 57, you either had it or you have some natural immunity, you're probably fine. If you were born after that, 1960s, 70s, etc., then you needed a vaccine. Now, a lot of us were vaccinated against it in the 70s. So I was vaccinated, but I only got one vaccine. We didn't start to do boosters until 90s, 2000s. That's when we started to give a second booster of the MMR, the 90s, I believe it was. And so your one vaccine might not have cut it. So what I recommend is, if you're really concerned and you're in a high-risk job or you're around multiple people, or you're afraid that you won't tolerate another vaccine, go and get a blood test for titers. We could do a blood test and see. All right, and see if you have if you have immunity. If we see your antibodies in the blood, that means your body was exposed to it. Either you have enough titers from the vaccine, or you were exposed from natural contact with it, and you have antibodies who are there to fight. All right? Now, how long is the incubation period? Some of you are like, Dahlia, I was in Disneyland Christmas break. Well, usually the incubation period could be a good few weeks. So now we're coming into Super Bowl here. Well, you may be just out of the incubation period. Okay? Now, what if you think you have the measles? They recommend, according to MercuryNews.com, just call your doctor. All right? Medical provider. Wouldn't hurt. All right? We'll take a peek. We'll see if you're serious. If you are serious, we'll hospitalize you. All right? Now, some people go, all right, well, what, you know, I don't want to be hospitalized. I'm sick now. What can I do? Like Marcus asked, can I take Tamiflu? Or can somebody take the Tamiflu? No. Right now, we tell you to stay home. All right, as long as you aren't you know, overly sick where you need to go to the hospital. But we tell you to rest. We tell you to drink fluids. We'll try and reduce your fever, et cetera. They even recommend vitamin A. There was a case Mayo Clinic talks about where giving vitamin A would lessen the severity of the measles. And it was a big, huge dose, a 200,000 unit dose of vitamin A. So there were some studies on that. There is immune serum globulin, so immunoglobulin. When, let's say, you go to the ER, I was an ER doc, and somebody would come in with a real, real dirty, nasty wound. And for those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, we'd give a tetanus shot if you were bit or stung or cut, but the tetanus vaccine is only to prevent you from the next time around. If you think you have the measles right now, getting a measles vaccine, that won't help you because you need to build up antibodies and start mounting a response, which could take a few weeks, etc. But immunoglobulin is something we could give you urgently if we think you actively were injected with some tetanus, or if you actively have measles, then we would give you immunoglobulin to grab on to the pathogen or the antigen before it could affect your body to the degree that it does. And so immunoglobulin is something. Where I live, I'm not sure which of the hospitals. My guess would be the main one would probably be a good start. But I would talk to your local health department, all right, and find out what they would recommend. And if some of the hospitals are already, you know, why can't I think of stocking? All right, already stocking the immunoglobulin, et cetera, that could be an option. All right, so right now, I mean, measles is being a huge concern around many multiple little foci of cities. And I predict that we're going to probably see multiple state exposure. All right, I think this is a pretty, pretty nasty strain of it. When Judy had mentioned pertussis a while back, what I think happened with the pertussis, and other researchers have agreed, not with me, but they probably simultaneously came up with that. When I heard that pertussis was going around, even in vaccinated kids, it made me think maybe the vaccine wasn't good enough for this one, this strain of it. You have a different strain of a bug, it could just be just different enough for your body's immune system to go, wait a second, I was vaccinated against this, but this looks a little different. That could also be what's going on with the measles, with this measles. Having vaccinated employees and vaccinated patrons to Disneyland who came down with measles as well, then something's up. Either they didn't get enough of a shot the first time around, never got their booster because it hadn't been recommended, or maybe they thought they were vaccinated and wasn't, or the vaccine was just half-assed. All right. Finally, no link between the MMR vaccine and autism. Any autism-like issues or encephalopathic issues that some people think are vaccine-related, they've been researching, but we don't believe the MMR does that. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now.
Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products.
It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery.
Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So there is a hack warning by security firms over sex toys. They are called smart internet connected sex toys. We talked about this on my show a few weeks ago. And a very big concern that we had was if somebody could remote control your toy or cyber dildonic, could a bad guy, bad girl hacker also take control? Experts say yes, the toys can easily be hacked, allowing people to intercept communications and take control of the actual sex toy. They also warn that one of the toys even captured video. Are you kidding me? Joe Brussell of Pentest Partners said the firm decided to investigate the market, which has dozens of products already available and in development. I don't know. The last image I saw of a sex toy, which really scared the hell out of me, was called the Brazilian Anaconda. And after that, I really lost my appetite for any of those contraptions. I apologize, but I'm sure there's, you know, I don't know. There's other types of contraptions, what, like the Michael Fassbender. I would like to see that one. I'm not going to particularly buy it, but I would like to see what that looks like. Apparently, cyber dildonics are set to be the next big thing in sex toys, allowing you to share sensations across the internet. I mean, we already share our lives and tell everybody when our latest pap smear was and our last poop was. I mean, why not, I guess. There is no shortage of products from various manufacturers and even a social media site where you can get some random person that you'll never meet drive your sex toy for you. Now, that is cheating. Oh, I can already see a whole slew of divorces coming out. I hope the lawyers are ready for this, because if there's no statutes or any prior cases to refer to, oh, can you imagine? If an attacker could intercept the devices, communications, they could portray their victim as a monumentally inept in the, what? I don't, okay, oh, I see. They could portray the victim as monumentally inept in the stimulation department, which would be hilarious and tragic. Okay, if they're talking about embarrassing the victim, don't you think it's already embarrassing enough that they are doing this? The firm looked at toys from LoveSense, which can use video conferencing service. There is no encryption during the registration process, meaning anyone snooping online could get a hold of login information, according to a firm that told Forbes. It would be, will clearly be trivial to compromise the user's account and access some quite juicy content. I didn't come up with this, particularly so if the victim is a quote-unquote friend in a shared household using the same wireless access point. This is a real story, people. This is crazy. It's called the third generation of female sex toys, and it was introduced in 2013. So what was the first and the second? First would probably be a non-sex toy used as a sex toy, and then a second generation would probably be a sex toy. I don't know. The last thing I want to do is think about, you know, my family generations ago. Third generation, that would be what, grandma? I don't even want to think about that. Okay, so anyway, you're going to have to come up with a code. You're going to have to come up with a password. And then they talk about the type of vibrators and things like that. There's a nunchuck. There's a joystick that can manipulate power and pulsing patterns. You shake the nunchuck's accelerometer, and it can modulate the frequency of the vibrations. It can be linked to a webcam and analyze the image of screen. I know you guys are now probably going online trying to buy these things. I would say please be careful. Lord have mercy. Gosh, that's frightening stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Also frightening, former Top Gun, Batman, and I forget that movie with the cow on the bill sheet. It was some spoof with a cow on it. I forget, with the cow with sunglasses. So Val Kilmer, unfortunately, was bleeding from his mouth. And he had to be taken to the hospital. He's 55 years old. And from what we understand, he has a throat tumor. The actor was last seen January 16th in Los Angeles with a scar, a scarf around his neck. He We don't know what type of throat tumor this is. We don't know if it's the same that Michael Douglas had, but unfortunately he had to be taken to the hospital. He had performed surgery, and right now, from what we understand, he's been recovering. I have no idea if he was a smoker. We're not sure, but most people who, you know, were big in the day, and he was also Batman. I forget he was Batman. I totally forgot that. I'm looking at that now. I remember the whole Top Gun thing. I completely forgot it was Batman. I didn't like a lot of the Batmans until George Clooney did it. Yeah, I thought Michael Keaton did a good job, but, All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC, the D-A-L-I. We got the Super Bowl. We got the Super Bowl coming. I cannot wait. I cannot wait. I still have not gone to the sports book and placed my bet. Even though I really, really am proud of the Seahawks, I would probably put my money on the Patriots. I'm sure a lot of people, you know, feel that way with Tom Brady. And, you know, I mean, he was able to defy a little cold this week. I mean, you know, the guy is an iron horse. I mean, he could play. Other bets that are being offered are like, I have to double check if it's at the sportsbook I'm going to, but like Gatorade colors. All right. If the Gatorade color is going to be green, you know, or red or blue, depending on what gets thrown on the coach. If the Star Spangled Banner is going to be sung over 2 minutes and I believe 1 second. If one of the receivers is going to grab his crotch when he wins a touchdown. You know, that kind of stuff. Really, really good. I like those types of bets. So I'm going to probably bet on those. You know, how often they're going to say deflated balls in the Super Bowl. So, you know, good luck. This is a great, great holiday. I look at Super Bowl as a holiday. Super Bowl Sunday is huge. My third favorite holiday ever. I did give you guys some healthy options for Super Bowl treats, and it was probably my poorest rated segment that I've ever done. But look, you know, I'm a doctor. I'm supposed to tell you guys what to eat that's healthy. But even though I always give you guys a pass on Christmas, I always give you guys a pass on Halloween, and I always give you guys a pass on Super Bowl Sunday. But just make sure today, in the next couple days, you eat healthy. Finally, Social Security is celebrating its 75th year. And I have some trivia for you, all right? The woman who received the first Social Security check was Ida Mae Fuller. She was 65 years old at the time, and the check was numbered 00-000001. And she received it, I believe, so 75 years. So that would be, see, they're seeing 1950. 1950, that would be 65 years. I don't know. I can't do the math. That does not sound right what they're saying. But anyway, she was holding a check for $41.30. What's so ironic about those Social Security checks from that many years ago is it's probably more than what you or I are going to be able to draw upon with Social Security. But that's neither here nor there. Back in January 31st, 1940, her check was $22.54. Thank you. Apparently there was a picture of her holding the check back in 1950 because I was like, that is not 75 years ago. Thank you. Whew. I thought I was losing my math skills. All right, and from what I understand, she was a staunch Republican. She was a staunch Republican who even said that, you know, I don't know how much longer, you know, Social Security could last. And she didn't believe that we should keep putting more funds into the Social Security system. Let me see here. Her name was Aunt Ida. She was likable, practical, placid, all right, known as the first Social Security recipient. She said she did not support Roosevelt. In 1970, she told the Associated Press that she did not think there should be any more increases in Social Security payments. She says it's been raised as far as it ought to go. Every time they raise it, they raise the amount taken away from the working people who pay into it. And it's just getting to be too much of a burden. That was in 1970 from the first Social Security recipient. Wow. All right, guys, have a great rest of the day. Be well, be safe.
Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.